This episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks is brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. The Mason Jar is the official Gamecock bar for the New York City area. Fans and alumni of USC can come by the jar for some great barbecue, cold drinks, and of course, to watch the Gamecocks in any sport, all while surrounded by South Carolina memorabilia. If you want to get a slice of game day in Columbia all while in the Big Apple, head to the Mason Jar on East 30th Street. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 109 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And oh my goodness, Gamecock Nation, raise a glass, raise a toast. Oh my God. What did we witness on Saturday? What a elation. You can feel it. Every Gamecock fan from sea to shining sea is in an amazing mood. It is a fantastic time to be a Gamecock. If my voice is a little raspy, that's because I was celebrating loud and proud Saturday afternoon and then smoking on that Tiger Pack little victory cigar here. Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, I am still on cloud nine, as I'm sure a lot of y'all are out there. I mean, we're dancing in the streets. It is that type of mood in Gamecock country. Wow. What a time to be a Gamecock. What a couple of weeks. Wow. It is truly, truly remarkable. Congratulations, y'all. We're in it. I mean, wow. It is really, really something special. I'm happy for all of us. Obviously, this episode is going to dive deep into the recap from Saturday afternoon from the football team. But as y'all know, I do a weekend review to kick things off here. So let's start there and then dive into things. Starting with Friday, you got two games here. Women's volleyball lost to Kentucky, unfortunately, 0-3. That's all right, girls. Screw Kentucky. Anyway. And then men's basketball, nice bounce back here, beat USC Upstate 68-53. GG Jackson with 22 points and 6 rebounds. The kid is just awesome. And then on Sunday, you had women's basketball beat Hampton 85-38. Bree Hall and Ashlyn Watkins led scoring with 14 points each. So nice wins from both basketball teams this weekend. And then with football season now on hold, sadly, until the bowl game, basketball will be taking a large emphasis on shows to follow, more detailed analysis and everything like that to come. And there will be a little bit of football news, I'm sure, sprinkled in there until the bowl game preview and then recap. But speaking of football, the men of the hour, the program of the hour, my goodness, Gamecocks ending the streak Saturday afternoon and go up to the Upstate and beat the Clemson Tigers 31-30 in what was a historic day for the South Carolina football program. No other way to put it. Simply no other way to put it. This is a game that every person that roots for Carolina will cherish for a very long time. It's funny because I talked about this last week saying something very similar to that, that you're going to remember where you were for this game, who you were with, how you celebrated. This is one we're going to cherish for a long, long time. Whew. I mean, this really was a game for the history books. You had a South Carolina program that was coming off already a historic win. And yet, we're once again being counted out by every analyst under the sun, saying that Gamecocks had no chance here. Clemson was going to use this as a springboard to maybe get back in the conversation for the college football playoff. Just been consistently counted out by everyone on the outside. It had been 7 games since South Carolina was on the winning side of this matchup. On top of it, it was an away game. And then on top of that, South Carolina, weirdly, hadn't performed well in day games this season up until this point. But Shane Beamer once again proved to rally his team in the big moments. And this team showed up. They had something to prove. They kept that edge. And they were determined to win this one for their school. I mean, you talk about a lot in college sports about playing for the name on the front of the jersey. And I think what you saw was that will at work Saturday afternoon. I think you had a staff, but also a group of upperclassmen and seniors who did not want to let this streak continue on, who wanted to go out by beating the Tigers. And I think you saw that at work, truly. I think the last 2 games were examples of guys wanting to change the story a bit and wanting to rise up to the occasion. And my goodness, whew, did they ever, you know? And I mean, this identity, we talked about this a few times this year, this identity of this team being fighters, it showed up in the biggest way than it did all year. I mean, the team goes down early in the game. And then especially after a bad pick six, the team did not fold at all. In fact, it rallied together, got stronger as the game went on in every phase of the game. They showed up when their number was called. Did not matter your age, your class, what unit you were on. And I mean, this is not a hyperbole to call this win one of historic proportions. Like, I'm not blowing that out of the water here. It's the first time in program history with back-to-back wins against a top 10 team, Tennessee and Clemson, which I found that incredibly hard to believe, you know, especially during the run that Spurrier had, but this was the first time in program history with back-to-back wins. The win ended Clemson's 40-game home streak. Winning streak, rather. 40-game home win streak. 4-0. Ended. Snapped. Crushed. Goodbye. Memorial Stadium, take it. Out of here. Kaput. Clemson's Rock. Clemson's Hill. Get out of here. Done. And of course, this ended Clemson's 7-game win streak in the series. And then also, for this season, it was the first comeback win of South Carolina's season, and the first win during the day game of the year. I mean, there truly are not enough words for what this game means to this program and for us fans. It's been a hard, very long several years since we've had this feeling, and it is as sweet as ever. You know, Shane Beamer talked about it would take a championship effort to win this game, and that's exactly what this team delivered. I mean, also, this win is the cap. It's the cap on what was a truly a fantastic, impressive, remarkable, and dare I say, improbable turnaround in this 2022 season. I mean, y'all, a few weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, we had this offense dead in the water. And a lot of us fans were ready to take our six wins, go play in a bowl game, start fresh next year, right? This team and those guys in that room were not going to accept that. To say it was a complete 180 since the Florida game, really, to say it was a complete 180 is the understatement of the year. I mean, these last 2 weeks will surely prove to be changing, program-changing weeks. Shane Beamer, you know, he's talked a lot about changing the culture within the locker room, yes. But he's also talked about changing the entire narrative around South Carolina football. And boy, oh boy, is he delivering on that. I mean, that will always be a work in progress, right? Like, there's always things that you can say you can do to improve a nationwide, regional, whatever you want to call it, narrative, right? But we are witnessing that change in real time. And that narrative will continue to change with wins like this. I mean, I'm just truly still in awe of that game. It was intense, stressful, up and down. I mean, every damn emotion you could possibly handle, you felt during this game. And I think it's very fitting that Shane Beamer is the last coach to hoist that trophy since one of his mentors in Steve Spurrier. I think it's very fitting. So kudos to everyone in the program. Congrats, Gamecock Nation. We can really soak this one in. So let's go into what I liked and didn't like from each phase of the game, really. So overall for the team, I loved just the resilience. You know, talked about this a little already, but coming back from a 14-point deficit is one thing. But they were playing from behind basically the whole game, only taking the lead with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was a drop yo nuts type of moment. And again, the team did that and rose up to the occasion. D-Y-N. Hashtag D-Y-N. I mean, the team, they hung around. They played complimentary football the whole game and would take any punch that Clemson had, and they would return it right back. And that's what it took, right? You kept it close, stayed within striking distance, stayed scrappy, and then the stars aligned and you're able to take that lead late. Also, shout out Mitch Jeter, going 10 for 10 on kicks this season. Very under the radar stat, you know, 100% on the year, 100%. Shout out Mitch Jeter. Also, going off that, I loved the special teams play in this game. I mean, if Kai Kroger doesn't get that award for best punter, whatever it is, specialist, that's a crime against all of mankind that will just be incomprehensible. I mean, his ability to routinely pin Clemson deep in their own territory made it incredibly difficult for the Tigers to get any momentum. And ultimately, I think that was a huge reason why DJ was playing timid. Just constantly backed up in your own end zone. Remarkable. And then also for the special teams to get not one, but two turnovers on the returns was just incredible. You know, I mean, you had guys on that unit knowing that they can create a game-changing play. They stayed disciplined in their assignments and ultimately sealed the game on that last punt return. I mean, Pete Lembo should also win the award for best assistant coach, and he should absolutely receive a fat, fat raise this offseason. Pistol Pete is the man. The crowd was just erupting watching it when they showed him on TV. He's the man. On the offensive side of the ball here, what I liked was the Juice Wells and Spencer Rattler connection. I mean, my goodness. Juice having 9 catches for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns, including the game-winning first down, too. Special, special talent, really. I mean, it was so cool to see his growth over this season, but in the biggest moments this season, he shined. I mean, remember when he transferred over and there were some people who were like, hey, this guy's good, he has all the talent, But can he adjust to the SEC? I think he did. I think he did quite well, actually. And in the same vein, Spencer Rattler deserves all the credit in the world as well. Going 25 for 39, 360 yards with two touchdowns and the two picks. This game ultimately fell onto his shoulders. The traditional running and rushing attempts between the tackles was not cutting it. Gamecocks couldn't get it going. So it was on Spencer to execute incredibly well. And man, did he. You know, he made two very bad decisions with those interceptions, but he was not about to let those define this game. He got up and he made big throw after big throw. And when he has the time, watching him is just a thing of beauty. And I mean, the best quarterback that I've seen in a uniform, in a Carolina uniform, excuse me, just from a pure passing perspective. Just that long touchdown to Juice was clinical. The throw to Juju on fourth down was a dime. His quickness in the bubble screens was impeccable. You know, his pocket presence was so impressive and was really defined by his scramble run for a touchdown, right? I also liked, you know, just the aggressiveness of the offense. Beamer deciding to go for it a couple of times on fourth down, sometimes in questionable spots, but it paid off, right? He knew that to make this upset happen, he needed to take chances and not play into Clemson's hand at all. You know, the team had to find creative ways to make up for that lack of traditional rushing. The reverses, the bubble screens, jet sweeps, they all worked incredibly well. The downfield passing attack, while it wasn't as prevalent as it was against Tennessee, showed up in the big moments and kept moving the chains for the Gamecocks. You know, overall, you know, this unit, it was a second consecutive, very impressive outing. There's just no other way. Second in a row, very impressive outing against big-time teams and big-time defenses. Now, what I didn't like from this unit, it was the two interceptions, right? I mean, they were two very avoidable interceptions, and the one that was in the end zone is just, it's just brutal. You know, Spencer, he knows better than that, right? And you can't force it when you're in that end of the field. And it's crazy because if we get a touchdown there and everything else holds true in the game, the Gamecocks win this by a much more comfortable margin. You know, those two interceptions kept Clemson in the game. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, what did I like? I really liked the pass defense. I mean, wow. DJ was held to 99 yards, under 100 yards, with just one touchdown and one interception. He just didn't look comfortable in the pocket all day. You know, Carolina only had the one sack, had a couple of QB hurries, but he did not have a consistent pocket for what felt like the whole game, right? And for whatever reason, a lot of that, you know, his decision-making was off, and it showed. I mean, it was a real team effort, the front seven doing their job, but the D-backs, defensive backs, did a fantastic job in their man-to-man coverage. I mean, sure, there's a couple of plays that the receiver won, but overall, their coverage is what made it hard on DJ. Clemson only had 13 passing yards in the second half. That is insane. Like, how does that happen? In the whole half, they had 13 passing yards. I mean, I saw that and I couldn't believe my eyes. If that is in fact not true, like, check me on that, but my goodness. Wow. I mean, the second half adjustments were something I loved too. Only allowing 7 points in the entire half, but also coming up with some enormous stops in the fourth quarter was super impressive, right? It's crazy to think that South Carolina took the lead at just like the 10-minute mark in the fourth quarter. By 1 point, they now lead, and they end on holding the lead and winning the game. I mean, time and time again, the defense rose up in those high-leverage situations and bailed out the team. I also liked our guy's response to DJ trying to run. You know, I talked about trying to limit him in that aspect. He did manage to get 51 yards, but they were hard-earned, right? our guys were not afraid to lay the big hits. And I think, honestly, I don't think he was 100% in that game after some of those hits. I think he was uncomfortable for most of the day, and it showed. Now, what I didn't like was giving up the chunk plays, right? I mean, Will Shipley broke a couple big ones, averaged nearly 9 yards per rush. There were a few other plays that went for big chunks, including that large reception. And those are things that you'd like to see cleaned up. But again, overall for this unit, it was a fantastic effort and showing, right? Pitching a shutout in the fourth quarter is no joke against a team like Clemson. And it's the type of intensity you need to bring in a game like this. They were physically incredible all day. And also, you know, I touched on this, right? But the Tigers, they got the pick six and the safety to their name. So really, the defense only gave up 23 true offensive points. Now, if you had told me that before this game, I absolutely would have signed up for it. I actually think it's 21. Just doing my math now in my head. I'm so bad at math. Yeah, that would have been 21. Just incredible, right? You absolutely sign up for that if someone tells you that before the game. Just amazing. So, you know, for the whole game, again, I don't think there's enough words for how incredible this is. It brings South Carolina's win total to 8 on the year and ends the season in a way that I don't think there's a better way to. I mean, you can't think of a better way to end a season than this. 8 wins, drastic improvement year over year, back-to-back top 10 wins, beating your rival, an offensive explosion. I mean, again, this is a game that we're going to talk about for a long time. And I think this 2022 South Carolina team could be one that we'll look back as it was the start of something special. And really, this game encapsulated what Shane Beamer wants his teams to look like. Each phase of the game helped one another, including massive special teams play. The players did not flinch when adversity struck. The team played for one another. Guys stepped up at every level. The team brought an edge into the game and didn't care what the pundits said on the outside. And then on top of it, they bring back a victory to Gamecock Nation, all while sharing the understanding with the players of how much it means to the Gamecock community. I mean, you saw it in Shane Beamer's post-game press conference and the other times where he was seen speaking to reporters and everything post-game. You saw that he knew what this meant. And I think the players really understand it too. I mean, especially the guys who have been here for a long time and especially the guys that are from the state. They said enough was enough and they were riding their momentum and they kept true to their game plan and they were not afraid of the team that was across from them because they said, you know what, we have a good team too. And that's something we've talked about all year, that as fans, we knew we had a good team. We knew the talent was there. We knew the potential was there. And to finally see it all click and gel together, it's a thing of beauty. 8 wins, Gamecock Nation. That is a great feat in year 2 of the Shane Beamer era. And to get that 8th win on the road in Clemson in a way that was heartbreaking for them just makes it all so much sweeter, doesn't it? Wow. I mean, there's more to unpack about this game and about the season at large and how it all ties in and everything that Shane Beamer and this team accomplished this year. And I'm going to unpack that in the near future. But for now, let's enjoy this one, Gamecocks. It was a long time coming and how sweet it is. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox, man. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox, Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecock. And please like, subscribe, and review to the podcast. Go Cox.